Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, back with another dose of daily Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world we call life. Today, we're diving deep into something we all grapple with at some point, self-doubt and fear. You know that feeling when you're about to take a leap, go for that dream job, or even just speak up in a meeting, and your inner critic starts whispering those nasty little doubts? Ever felt like your own mind is trying to hold you back? Yeah, trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. Self-doubt and fear are not our enemies, they are actually signals from our brain that something important might be at stake. It's trying to protect us. The Stoics had a brilliant way of looking at these feelings, they saw them as opportunities for growth. So, how do we turn those whispers into roars? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you overcome self-doubt and fear. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to suppress or ignore those pesky doubts and anxieties. Pretending they don't exist just makes them louder. Instead, acknowledge them, give them a name, and say, "Hey, I feel you, but I'm not letting you control me." 2. Challenge your thoughts. Often, our self-doubt stems from irrational or negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support these fears? What's the worst that could happen? Most likely, it won't be as catastrophic as your mind makes it out to be. 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, but we can control our reactions and our choices. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, focus on taking action steps within your sphere of influence. Even small actions can build momentum and boost your confidence. Remember that Stoic principle wastes no more time arguing about what a good man should be one. 4. Reframe your perspective. Sometimes, all it takes is a shift in perspective to change how you see things. Instead of viewing challenges as threats, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, every obstacle overcome makes you stronger and more resilient. Think about those times you faced adversity before you survived. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human and it's okay to make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks, instead, learn from them and move forward with renewed determination. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend. Picture this. You've got this big presentation coming up at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and your mind is going into overdrive with worst-case scenarios. You feel that familiar self-doubt creeping in, telling you you're not good enough, you'll forget everything, or the audience will laugh at you. But hold on. You've listened to this podcast before, right? So you take a deep breath, remember those Stoic principles, and start to apply them. First, you acknowledge those feelings. Okay, I'm nervous, but that's normal. Then, you challenge those negative thoughts. Am I really not good enough? Have I not done well in presentations before? And what's the worst that could happen? You realize most likely, nothing disastrous will occur. You focus on what you can control, your preparation, your delivery, and your message. You practice your presentation until you feel confident, visualize yourself succeeding, and remind yourself that even if things don't go perfectly, it's a learning experience. When the day arrives, you walk into that room with a newfound sense of calm and purpose. You deliver your presentation with passion and clarity, knowing that you've done your best and that's all that matters. Remember, self-doubt and fear are part of the human experience. But by acknowledging them, challenging them, and reframing our perspective, we can turn those whispers into roars. Embrace those challenges as opportunities for growth. Be kind to yourself along the way, and remember you've got this. So, what's one thing you're going to do differently today to tackle your self-doubt? Share it with me on social media using #mindtrainingdaily. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Daily Stoic Wisdom for a more resilient and fulfilling life. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.